Saturday morning in Ireland and in Cork as well. I'm wearing my Google socks. Looking out at the sky, I see streaks of cloud, but an awful lot of blue. And the sun is certainly hitting this house. Yeah, Google socks, you might be wondering. I once went to the Google headquarters in... oh dear, where was it? It was just south of the place I stayed with my good friend Ray Renati in south of San Francisco, Palo Alto. Yeah, so just south, I think, of Palo Alto is the Google headquarters. And I went into the shop with Ray and his wife Tina, and I bought these Google socks. I think I bought the Google socks because, well, first of all, they weren't expensive, and I wanted to have something to bring back with me. So they are in the Google colors. I see green, red, white, grey. Underneath, on the soles of the socks are... Hey Google, where's my other sock? It's in my right hand. Is it maroon? No, it's mustard is the other colour. Mustard. So basically it's a white sock with patches of different shapes of the grey, green, mustard, red. Oh yes. And there's a ring of... and there's blue as well. So somebody will remind me, or even I remind myself, that those are the Google colours. And I'm putting these socks on, I suppose, most of all, in order to go and play golf. I don't like wearing socks that are white. Yeah. I've got a thing against white socks, but, and indeed, if most of the colours on these socks will not be visible to anyone. Oh, there is a feature that's terribly important. There are two little eyes up at the, where the toes are, roughly opposite the second and third toe. Well, if you count the big toe, first toe and second, so it's big toe, opposite the first and second toe. I'm going to have to put a photo in about these socks. So as far as I'm concerned today, these are my lucky socks. 1 o'clock tee off time on at Cove Golf Club. The professional there is a guy called Connor Coyne, and he has put up the prize for the competition this weekend. But there's something terrible about the competition as far as I'm concerned this weekend, and it is that it's stroke play. Stroke play means that you actually have to hole out. You have to play every hole in full. You can't just give up after you've hit too many shots and put down 9 or 10 or any number you like, which doesn't give you any what are called in golf points. No, this means that if I hit a ball and I'm not sure where it's gone and I'm going to have to go up and look for it, I better play a provisional ball at before I leave the tee. Otherwise, I have to walk all the way up, look for the ball, can't find it, and walk all the way back to the tee. This is terrible. It holds everybody up. It's terribly embarrassing, and it's something that I would hate to do. So I imagine that it's possible that I will hit a few shots into places, and I don't know where the ball has gone, and I'll have to hit a second one from the same place, called a provisional. And I have to remember to call it out as a provisional. Guys, I'm playing a provisional. And if I don't do that, there's some other consequence That I can't remember now. You get penalised anyway. For playing what is otherwise would otherwise be regarded as a practice shot. Anyway, I'm mainly interested in talking about my socks, the sun, and nothing else. Nobody wants to hear my litany of complaint, the litany of complaints I have about my aching back, my aching side, the skin I ripped off my thumb yesterday or the day before. All of these things are kind of beside the point. Anyway, wish me luck, and I'll hand back to the studio.